And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light, the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, Only the Heart, was written by Joseph Mendel and is based in part on an anecdote in the Hasidic anthology by Rabbi Louis I. Newman.
I come from a far place, and I'm traveling even further.
May you have a safe journey.
Thank you. I was about to say that even where I live, we have heard of your Rabbi Israel ben Eliezer.
I'm not surprised.
Of his piety and wisdom and the wonders he is said to perform.
What do you mean, he is said to perform?
Since I was passing through your town, I thought I would ask if the stories are true.
Of course they're true, every word.
Perhaps you'll be good enough to describe some of Rabbi Israel's miracles.
Miracles?
Miracles. Is he not called Baal Shem, Master of the Name? That is the great name of God.
Baal Shem Tov, Master of the Good Name.
Then surely he performs marvelous things, great miracles.
Or
am I wrong in the... Am I in the wrong place?
You are in the right town, my friend.
Rabbi Israel.
I couldn't help hearing that you were talking about me.
With the greatest respect, Rabbi Israel. You know how it is. In my town, our rabbi is also a miracle worker, and I was asking if...
It seems to me, Joshua, that I did not hear your answer.
Well, he has no right to talk like that about you.
He was only asking a question, weren't you, my friend? About miracles.
Just a simple question.
Do you know how I would answer if I were Joshua?
I'm eager to hear.
I would say, you consider it a miracle when God does the will of your rabbi. But here in this town, we deem it a miracle if it can be truthfully said that our rabbi does God's will.
I would never say such a thing, Rabbi Israel.
Yes, I know. It grieves me that it would not be true.
Well, that's not what I meant.
For what is God's will? It is that every day our prayers, the words we speak to him, should be new, as if for the first time, that our service should be to us each day a fresh miracle. Ah, Joshua, if only that could be said to me.
In the days 200 years ago, when Rabbi Israel ben Eliezer, called the Baal Shem Tov, lived in a little town in Podolia, such miracles were not more common than today. If this saddened him on ordinary weekdays, you can picture for yourself his feelings on the Sabbath. And so, on this day, after the stranger had departed, Rabbi Israel sat in the house of study with Joshua his disciple, the books open before him. For a long time, they sat in silence. Then Joshua noticed that no pages were turned, and soon he heard a deep, deep sigh, and finally he saw that which made him speak.
Rabbi, your eyes are closed.
I am thinking, Joshua.
But your face is melancholy.
Because of my thoughts.
On the Sabbath? Melancholy on the Sabbath?
You rebuke me, Joshua.
Oh, no, I am...
You are right. Are we not told in the words of Isaiah, If thou call the Sabbath a delight, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord?
You do not have to remind me, Rabbi.
Yet when I think that...
Yes, Rabbi?
No, I will not say any more. If I do not know the proper way to observe the Sabbath, shall I also make you melancholy?
They sat together in the Sabbath peace, but there was no peace in their silence. And then Rabbi Israel had a dream. An angel came down to take him up to heaven. And since it was a dream, Joshua was also taken. They stood in a great hall in the highest place in paradise, before two chairs that were brilliant with a light as of many colored gems. Joshua closed his eyes against the shining wonder and turned away.
I cannot look, Rabbi. I do not belong here.
What man can say that he does?
But Rabbi Israel did not turn away. He waited for the angel to speak. And when there was no word, he asked a question.
For whom are these places intended?
One is for you, Rabbi Israel ben Eliezer, if you make use of your intelligence.
And the other?
For a man whose name I will tell you.
And the angel spoke a name that only Rabbi Israel heard. The next instant, they were no longer in paradise, but in an emptiness that whistled, as it were, with the speed of their travel.
I wish I were home in Podolia.
Soon, Joshua, but not yet. I think our journey is not yet over.
At that moment, they found themselves in Gehenna, at the lowest depth, before two vacant chairs that burned with a terrible fire. Joshua trembled and refused to look, but Rabbi Israel again asked a question.
For whom are these intended?
And though no one was to be seen, a voice answered.
One is for you, Rabbi Israel ben Eliezer, if you do not make use of your intelligence.
And the other?
For a man whose name I will tell you.
In the blink of an eye, Gehenna was gone, and paradise was gone. They were back on Earth, in a little town that was strange yet familiar.
Rabbi, it's just like Podolia.
But it was not Podolia. It was still a dream. Now, in the passage back to Earth, Rabbi Israel forgot something. He remembered the names of the two men he was coming to see, but he forgot which might be his companion in heaven and which might sit beside him in Gehenna. Now, if you're surprised, it can't be helped. That's the way it was. There they were in this little town on a Friday evening, outside the synagogue, just as the services ended and the good people hurried away home in all directions.
Good Shabbos, Reb David. Good Shabbos, Reb Simon.
Good Shabbos, Reb Nathan.
Good Shabbos, Reb... Who are you? Never mind, I'm in a hurry.
I want to talk to you, Reb Nathan.
Not now. My wife is waiting. The candles are lit. The wine is on the table. Don't you understand how much there is to do on the Sabbath?
We'll walk along with you, Joshua and I. That is, if you don't mind.
Even a pair of beggars should know they can expect nothing today. Would I carry money with me?
We are not beggars, and we didn't ask for
money. It's forbidden to carry money on the Sabbath, so... You're not beggars, you say? Oh! Then perhaps you came about the shipment. No, no business today. It's not permitted. Well, good Shabbos.
Wait, Reb Nathan.
I've explained to you there's no time.
Many things are not allowed on the Sabbath, but it is a mitzvah to share it with a stranger.
Hmm? Yeah, that's right. Yes, well, come along then. Shabbos, Sarah. Everything ready?
Good Shabbos, Nathan. Oh, you brought guests. Welcome. Peace be with you.
And with you, peace. I am Israel ben Eliezer, and this is Joshua.
Good Shabbos.
I ask you, Sarah, is everything ready?
I'll just get two more plates and spoons.
The wine. Yes, there it is. The Sabbath loaf. Sarah, where is it?
Well, I'm bringing it, Nathan.
Maybe I can help you.
Oh, thank you, Joshua. If you'll take the knives and forks. Where are you from, Reb Israel? Not from this neighborhood, I can tell.
It is not so far as it may seem.
And how are things where you live?
Are you going to talk all night, Sarah? It's time to say the Kiddush.
Everything is ready, Nathan.
Well, then... Yom HaShishi Vayechul HaShemayim V'Oretz V'Chol Tzvom Vayechal Elohim Bayom HaShivi Melachto Asher Oso Vayishbos Bayom HaShivi Mekol Melachto Asher Oso Vayevorech Elohim Es Yom HaShivi Vayekadesh Oso Yivo Shavas Mekol Melachto Asher Boro Elohim Lasos Boruch Atornoi Eloheinu Melech Olam Borei Pri Hagofen Boruch atoronoi, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kitchonu b'mitzvosov, v'rotzovonu, v'shabbos kodshu, ba'avo v'rotzon, hinchilonu, zikoron, l'maasei v'reishis. Boruch atoronoi, makadesh ha'shabbos. And now, the Sabbath loaf.
Excuse me, Rep. Nathan. Where we come from, it is a custom for the host to ask his guest also to recite the Kiddush.
It is? Quickly, please.
My friend Joshua would be honored.
I would? Oh, yes, of course.
Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech olam, borei pri hagafen.
Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who bringest forth the fruit of the vine.
And next, the blessing over the bread, then we'll eat. We usually have a piece of meat in the soup, you understand, but this week...
We thank you for the soup as it is.
Well, this week I lost a shipment of goods. How a shipment can go astray when it is securely wrapped and the address is plainly written, I don't understand. How much it cost me, I won't tell you, even with insurance. Oh, what am I saying? My mind is on business again. Oh, how careful a man has to be on the Sabbath. If you don't mind.
It is permitted to sing on the Sabbath.
It's optional. I prefer to sit over the books. After all, study and learning are a higher commandment than making songs.
Reb Nathan, let us talk a little
tomorrow,
about...
Tomorrow, perhaps. Tonight, I have my portion to read.
Only let me explain.
Explain what?
Nothing. We thank you for your hospitality, and we will leave you to your books.
Excuse me for saying so, Rabbi Israel, but it was perhaps a little impolite to leave so suddenly.
Joshua, that house was overfilled with prayers and learning.
And that's why you couldn't stay in it?
Don't you see, Joshua? If holiness were there, the learning and the prayers would have gone up to heaven. Only that which does not come from the heart can fill an earthly dwelling.
Nathan means well. He is a good man.
Of course he is. But he is so concerned with the commandments, with what is forbidden and what is permitted.
If that is wrong, you said nothing to him.
I tried, but he would not have understood. He does not call the Sabbath a delight. Then how shall he take delight in the Lord?
In the dream, it was another Sabbath. Rabbi Israel ben Eliezer, the Baal Shem Tov, and Joshua, his disciple, stood before a synagogue in another town that might have been Podolia, and waited as the services came to an end.
Excuse me. We are looking for a man whose name is Daniel.
Here? You're looking for Daniel?
here at the synagogue?
Shouldn't I?
I can see that you're strangers. Listen, I'll explain it to you. If you had come long ago to look for Daniel's grandfather, you would have found him. No matter when you came, he would have been here. With Daniel's father, I'm afraid, well, sometimes maybe.
And Daniel?
Rep Stranger. Daniel has forgotten. He has forgotten almost everything.
Please be good enough to tell us where he lives.
Of course, of course. It's only down the road a little way.
How far? Which house?
You can't miss it. You'll know it by the noise.
Is this where Daniel lives?
Come in, come in. I'm his wife, Eva.
We don't like to interrupt. But first, let me offer our congratulations.
Thank you. But for what?
Whatever it is you're celebrating.
Oh, no, it's not what you think. Only a party for our friends.
Who is it, Eva?
Two strangers, Daniel.
Well, bring them in. By all means, bring them in.
You heard. You're welcome to join us.
Rabbi, this must be the wrong house.
They don't make mistakes in heaven, Joshua.
Come.
Well, I'm very happy that you've come.
Are you? And tell me why.
Well, just to have to be a reason for happiness. But I'll tell you anyway. It's because of my good luck. You still don't understand. Well, it isn't every Friday night that we're able to have a stranger for a guest.
You have such a party every Friday night?
And tonight we are lucky enough to have two guests. Eva, set two more places at the table.
That's just what I'm doing. And here is wine for our guests.
Oh, my friends, the wine. La di da 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 yum, la di da 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 ti, la di da di da di da tum.
La di da da da. Be still, Joshua.
La di da 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 ti, la di da di da di da tum. Now, everybody sit down. Sit down, everybody.
You did not sing the words, Daniel.
There are no words, only a melody.
But you sing it every week?
Every Friday night when the table is covered with a fresh white cloth and Eva bakes bread with white flour. Oh, wait till you taste it. And cooks fish and meat and potatoes. And we all sit together and eat with pleasure and sing with joy.
But why, Daniel? Why?
Because this is how I've always done. And because the next day is Saturday, don't you see?
Yes, I see. Only, how did you learn all this?
What questions you ask. Is this the thing that has to be learned?
That is what I am asking.
I have remembered something that has not been in my mind for 30 years. I remember my grandfather's house on Friday night when I was very young. Yes, the white tablecloth, the wine and the little silver cups. The white twisted loaf my grandmother baked. Sometimes there was meat and sometimes only soup with a potato, perhaps. But it made no difference. There was so much joy in the singing, in the day itself, that no one was ever hungry. I can't explain it. It must sound to you like a child's foolish remembrance.
Daniel, I want to tell you something.
In remembering, it seemed to me that there is something more I should remember, and I can't.
Please listen to me.
Almost. I can almost see it in my mind, and then it escapes. And I want to cry like a child. Oh, but you're a stranger. Why should I burden you with my sadness? You were going to tell me something.
No. Yes, only this. There is no reason for sadness. Believe me, Daniel. You have no reason at all.
I believe you. Well, now, the table is set, the wine is poured, and tomorrow is Saturday. Come, let us eat and be joyful and sing. La di da da la la di da. Well, you know it. You know the melody.
Yes, Daniel, I know the melody.
Well, then let's sing it all together.
La 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 la. La 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 la
Shalom aleichem aleichem hashalom.
He didn't know the words, Rabbi.
Peace unto you, angels of peace.
You didn't tell him that he didn't know.
I tried to tell him, but I didn't.
He still doesn't know that what he does is a mockery of the Sabbath service.
That isn't true, Joshua.
That he goes through a half-remembered ritual without understanding.
Joshua, if I were to tell him now, if he learned the shortcomings of his service, what would happen to the joy of his singing? Where would be his delight in the Sabbath?
There is a question, Rabbi. You've seen Nathan, and you've seen Daniel. Which is to be your companion in either case?
You have also seen them, Joshua.
This was not intended for me. Which is which?
I was told...
Yes, I know.
But I have forgotten.
Excuse me, Rabbi, but you are evading the question.
Am I?
And you are making fun of me.
Oh, no, Joshua.
And why are you smiling? And why is it such a strange smile?
I'm not sure. Maybe it's because I do not have to know the answer to all questions.
Rabbi Israel ben Eliezer awoke from his dream. And what he knew or did not know, I cannot tell you. And if there is still a question, I cannot answer it. But when his eyes were open, there was a smile on his lips, and Joshua saw it, and his heart was glad.
You are no longer melancholy, Rabbi.
How should I be? It is the Sabbath.
Now, some weeks later, that same traveler whom you already know passed through the town again. As it happened, it was again the eve of the Sabbath when Joshua saw him in the street.
You've come back.
I've traveled far since I was here last, and now I'm on my way home.
May you have a safe journey.
Thank you.
But first, you remember that you asked me a question once.
Oh, you mustn't take it so to heart, Joshua. This Rabbi Israel of yours, the Baal Shem...
Baal Shem Tov.
Yes, Baal Shem Tov. I was saying, it's enough that he is a good and pious man. One can't demand that he should also work wonders.
But that's exactly why I called you. You've come just in time.
In time for what?
To see a wonder such as you have never seen.
Is that so? And what is this great marvel?
You will see how Rabbi Israel celebrates the Sabbath.
After all, Rabbi, everybody knows what must be done and what is forbidden. It's only a matter of being careful not to desecrate the Sabbath in some small way.
If that were all, my friend, it would be a simple thing. You would only have to sit here on this chair without moving until the Sabbath was over. But that is not what God wants.
You will forgive me for mentioning it, Rabbi. But even the Baal Shem Tov shouldn't be so certain.
You think I am lacking in humility?
That's not what I said.
Look, my friend, I have two pockets. Everyone should have two pockets so that he can reach into the one or the other according to his needs.
I don't see what pockets have to do with it.
In this one are the words, I am earth and ashes. But in the other is written, for my sake was the world created.
After all, Rabbi Israel, it seems...
Yes, yes, after all. God divided the light from the darkness and set the firmament in the midst of the waters and let the dry land appear. And then God caused the earth to bring forth grass and all living creatures after their kind. And there was evening, then there was morning, the sixth day. Look, The heaven and the earth are finished. The world is new. It is the seventh day. And God rests from all his work. Only open your eyes and look. It is the first Sabbath again. And for your sake was the world created. Will you sit still and be careful?
Tell me what I must do.
You have been told. If thou call the Sabbath a delight, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. I do not have to tell you. Does not your heart rise up? Does not joy carry you to those halls in the heaven above that only open to the voice of song?
They tah heli beinu, they tah heli beinu, they ob dechor bemeth. They tah heli beinu, they tah heli beinu, they tah heli beinu, they ob dechor bemeth.
God blessed the Sabbath and hallowed it and gave it to us. And what does he want in return? I will tell you. God wants the heart.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. Our Eternal Light drama today, Only the Heart, was written by Joseph Mendel and is based in part on an anecdote in the Hasidic anthology by Rabbi Louis I. Newman. Featured in the cast were David Ross, Daniel Ocko, Guy Repp, Roger DeCoven, Ida Reese Merrin, Alan Bergman, Hetty Galen, and Joy Dillingham. The narrator, Alexander Scurvy. Cantor David Putterman sang the liturgical music. This is Mel Brandt. Our program was directed by George Voutsas. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.